You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's no secret that the mass transit picture in Southeast Michigan is pretty much beyond dismal. A staggering 92% of jobs in Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, and Washtenaw counties are not reachable by public transportation. A $4.6 billion 20-year plan to expand public transportation would address this problem. It would set up the RTA, the Regional Transit Authority. But trouble is looming for this latest of many attempts to launch a viable regional transit system. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is with us now. And Daniel, I think a lot of people thought that this RTA, which has been in the works since 2012, was humming along, was happening. So tell us what's going on now and why is it threatened?
Well, you've got the same counties that are always raising questions about these kind of regional things, raising questions at the last minute. Oakland County and Macomb County are saying, oh, wait a minute. We feel like the breakdown for the money isn't fair. We don't think the governance structure is right. Essentially, it would create a situation where Detroit and Wayne County could gang up on the other counties and essentially push something through even if they didn't like it. So they're saying, we're not prepared to vote on this, and if we vote on it, you're going to lose, and we're not going to be able to get this thing done. It's very important for them to get this done by the middle of August, I think August 16th to be precise, so county officials in each county can sign off on the ballot language that's going to go on the November ballot.
Because that's the whole point. This has to go before the voters and let the voters say yay or nay.
Right. And, you know, part of my argument, and I think the argument of some of the business and civic leaders, is we got to let people vote on this. This is, I think, very indicative and is going to be a test of how much of this newfound cohesion we had coming out of the Detroit bankruptcy, what kind of staying power it has. I mean, you've got the same people involved. You've got the same people at the table. And we haven't had, you know, electoral changes in these communities or big changes in the business leadership or in the civic leadership. It's all the same people who not too long ago were singing, you know, we're all working together. It's regional. We get it. We've learned our lesson. I think this is going to be a real test.
Well, and as you note in your column, we have not just the bankruptcy. Seen that regional cooperation, the Cobo Center. We saw Detroit Water merge with the seven counties to create the Great Lakes Water Authority. But here we have Oakland County Exec Al Brooks Patterson and Macomb County Exec Mark Hackle, you know, throwing this clangor in. And it is as 11th hour as it could get, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And I think that's the frustration that people who are pushing this really have is that, you know, we're very close to this and all of a sudden there are issues. And, you know, I think there's a feeling that there are bureaucrats behind the scenes who are pushing their own agendas here, people who run maybe some of the bus systems, whether it's DDOT or SMART or whatever. And there's probably some truth to that. On the other hand, you know, and I've said this in other contexts, Brooks Patterson and Mark Hackle are elected to represent their constituencies in their respective counties. They're not elected to represent the region. And so they do have a balancing act here, as does Mike Duggan or Warren Evans in Wayne County. They all have a responsibility to their taxpayers. And so they do have to weigh these issues. And I interviewed Mark yesterday, and I think his concern is if this thing is to go ahead as planned, he feels very, very confident that Macomb County will vote against it and vote it down. And then I asked him the obvious question. I said, is this your gut feel talking to your peeps and your contacts around the county, or have you done polling? And he said, no, we haven't done polling. My concern is this is kind of his personal read. That said, there are people who are involved in this who have already done some polling, and they do believe that it would pass in Macomb County as it would in other counties. So that all kind of remains to be seen as they move forward.
And how much heavy lifting would it take to kind of change what's taken 4 years to construct in order to satisfy their objections, get them to say yes, and get it on the November ballot?
My sense is, based upon what I've heard and the people I've talked to, is that it really comes down to governance, to make sure that everybody has an equal voice here and that you can't be ganged up on and iced out, and also on the revenue. As I understand it, about 85% of the revenue generated in each county by the millages has to stay in the county. So somebody like Mark Hackle has a concern that as his county grows, and it is growing, it's one of the faster growing counties in the region, is he going to continue to get that money? So is he going to continue to get that 85, 85, 85, or is it whatever, is it 85% in 2017, that's going to be the same dollar number that they're going to get in, say, 2020 or 2022?
Basic stuff. You would think they would have kind of, you know, spoken up before the bell's about to toll whether or not it can get on the ballot.
But this is very emblematic of how things get done here. And, you know, they're both pointing to what was done with the Cobo Authority. And the Cobo Authority, by the way, is a fabulous example of regional cooperation. You know, it had been a city department for a very long time. Finally, a regional authority takes over. They've done a $300 million or so renovation of Cobo expansion. They did it ahead of schedule and a little bit under budget, and they've done it without a lot of problems and a lot of finger pointing. So there are examples here, and that I think that was the example when we were looking at the water thing, was, you know, you can do it here. And it can be done. But the other thing we have to remember, this is an election year. Mark Hackle is being mentioned as somebody who might run for the Democratic nomination for governor in 2018. You got to believe there's a little bit going on in the back of his mind here. Although I will tell you that getting crossways with Mayor Mike Duggan is not a very smart political play if you're a Democrat, because he's probably the most powerful Democrat in the state right now and will continue to be if he continues to be mayor.
So just so we're all very clear, this vote is happening today and it has to be unanimous. It can't be by majority.
That's my understanding, although I think they're probably not going to have the vote, more than likely, because they know they don't have the votes that they need. I think they're going to try to have some additional negotiation. They've got a little bit of time to work on this, and I think they're going to try to take it, because I don't think it helps them to have a vote that doesn't succeed.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes, as always. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you.
And since we talked with Daniel, the late word has come in. The transit millage plan failed today's vote. The RTA board just could not get the votes it needed to okay the plan for the November ballot. Lester Graham will have more on this on tomorrow's Stateside.